Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Led the Indians on Saturday night. He had 16 big points in that game. Here's Briggs with the ball. He puts it up, and oh, he missed the layup. Rebound out of bounds. They say it went off of the Trojans' Ryland Murray. Ryland Murray's a senior for Arkham. Here comes the inbounds pass to Gavin Faller. Rex Leverett with it now. He goes into Troy Holman in the lane, right side to Briggs Overman. Overman drives, fires, partially blocked. Rebound, Gavin Faller. It's up and in. Gavin Faller scoring to make it a 2-0 game. Indians on top here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp's Pharmacy. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer good. Regan Crisp hits a three. There's a timeout by Arcanum. The score, 3-2. Fort Recovery Indians trailing by one. We'll be back in a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Bromer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent or the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Indians trailing by one, and they have the basketball. Bringing it up the court is Troy Homan. You're also listening to us on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And WPGW here. Eric Cattley's our studio producer. Troy Homan with the ball on the right side, back outside to Briggs Overman. On the left to Gavin Faller. Faller now bounced to Rex Leverett. Back out to Faller. Here's Troy Homan with the ball. Passes out front to Alex Deuce. 3-2 score. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down by 1 point. Briggs Overman with it. At the top of the key. Go back up. Passing on the right side to Deuce. Deuce fires and misses the 3-point shot. And a foul's going to be called on Arcanum. Whistle is on, foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Troy Homan gets called for the foul. So Arcanum will bring it up the court. That's the first foul on Troy. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, a Health Park Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana. Shot is blocked by Rex Leverett, and the Indians have the ball. Down they come. Leverett on the left side. He'll pass to Deuce in the lane. Shoots it up and no good. Little floater shot there that wouldn't go down. Rebound Arcanum. Down come the Trojans, missing the shot underneath that goes to Gavin Faller. Head coach is Kevin Brackman for Arcanum. Alex Deuce on the left. He'll pass top of the key to Rex Leverett. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have all the handicap medical equipment you would ever want at their handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Indians with the ball. Here's Leverett. And there's a foul called on Arcanum. It's going to be whistled on Luke Henninger gets called for the foul. Troy Homan will toss it in. Goes right side to Rex Leverett. 3-point shot. Yes. Rex Leverett drains a three. And the Indians are back in front 5-3. First basket for Rex tonight. He was second leading scorer in the Lincoln View game the other day. Here's a shot up on the right side, no good. Rebound comes to Gavin Faller. Faller will dribble the ball now, working against Luke Henninger. Passes off to Troy Homan. Homan brings it across the timeline. Down very quickly. 3-point shot from the right by Overman. Will not go. Rebound Arcanum. Hitting the board there was Braylon Etherington. Here's our cannon in the lane. No good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Regan Crist able to draw the foul in the lane, and he'll be at the line. Gavin Fowler gets nailed with the foul. Don't forget, the Cal Pharmacy has the great weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how to sign up for that great program. Free throws up and good again. 2 for 2 at the line for Arcanum, and Regan Crist hands both of those. It's now 5-5. We're all tied up. Crist has all 5 of the Arcanum points. Briggs Overman, right side it goes. Gavin Fowler back outside to Troy Homan. There's on the right wing to Briggs Overman, and the ball's tipped and stolen away. Nope. Fort Recovery got it back. Underneath the deuce, he puts it up, no good. Blocked in there by Braylon Etherington. Nice block by Etherington, and Arcanum has the ball back. Left side it goes. Again, a 5-5 tie score here. These teams have identical records of 4-5 on the season. Inside, around shot is no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. As missing the shot was Rylan Murray, but he was fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll be at the line for 2. He is yet to score tonight. In the reserve game tonight, Fort Recovery lost to Arcanum 52-48, a very competitive game. We'll give you more on that at halftime. Free throws up and good. Again, Rylan Murray at the line for the Trojans. That gives the Trojans a 6-5 lead here. This is up and in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Leverett dumps it off to Troy Homan, who will walk it across the timeline. No pressure from Arcanum. Right side it goes to Briggs Overman. Down in the corner. Back outside. In the game now for Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. Troy Homan on the left. Troy Homan on the left. He'll pass back out front to Briggs Overman. Back to Homan. Arcanum in a zone defense here. Right side it goes to Gavin, Eli Leonard is in the game now. Eli Leonard's in there. Here's a bounce pass to Troy Homan. No good. Nice pass from Leverett, but Troy couldn't convert. And Arcanum with the rebound. Crist fires it up. It's blocked out of bounds by Rex Leverett. And they say it went off of Crist. Now the two officials are going to talk about this. I think it's going to go back to Arcanum. Remember, the Fort Recovery location of Cal Pharmacy is open extra hours Monday through Thursday until 7 and Friday nights until 6. So they do go ahead and give it back to Arcanum. Tossing it in here will be Rylan Murray. Comes in on the left wing. Back outside. There's Regan Crist. He'll pass it off. Crist gets it back. Back out top it goes to Braylon Etherington. Now with the ball there. There's another number I don't have. I'll have to check on that one. Luke Henninger with it. Down to a minute 56. Arcanum just working the ball around the perimeter here. Now inside, it's blocked, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Cole Kessler. No, it's Crist who threw the foul. Crist drew the foul, so he'll be at the line his second time tonight. And it's good. He will have one more. Matthew McCann's checks in for Arcanum. That second free throw is good. So Regan Crist is perfect tonight, 4-4 at the line. And Arcanum has an 8-5 lead now over the Indians here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's a three-point shot by Eli Leonard. It won't go a little too long. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers. Over on the right to Rex Leverett. Back on the left to Overman. Spin, stops. Feeds to Leonard on the left wing. Back to Overman. Back out top it goes to Troy Homan. Homan at the center circle. He'll dribble the basketball. Right side it goes to Briggs Overman. Back out top to Gavin Evers. Evers goes left and it's stolen. Down comes the shot, up and no good. Rebound, Troy Homan. Homan brings it all the way down. Feet on the left to Rex Leverett. Fires the three. Yes! Rex Leverett hits his second three of the game. And it's all tied at 8-8. Arcanum with the ball down in the right corner, back outside. There's Christ firing and missing. Rebound, Gavin Evers. Over to Rex Leverett. Troy Homo will now walk it across the timeline. Again, there's no pressure here from Arcanum. They're playing a zone defense here. Maybe not. Yeah, it looks like they're playing a zone. Troy Homan with the basketball at the center line. He'll pass on the left to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbles and pops the shot, and it's no good off the mark. Rebound, Arcanum. Luke Henniger gets the basketball. Here's a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. We have ourselves an 8-8 tie. Fort Recovery, Arcanum, tied here at the end of one quarter of play. We'll be back with the second quarter. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, Union City, Indiana, a friendly health park pharmacy. We'll return in just a moment.
Dr. Kim Vormoor and the staff at Vormoor Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Vormoor, the Vormoor Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Vormoor Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Vormoor Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kalp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007. Or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Okay, I was figuring out who number zero is. Brady Locke is number zero, and now he's not in the game at the moment. There's Christ with the basketball. He'll pass back out top of the key to Caleb Burt. Over on the right, it goes to Matthew McCanns. Now to Christ. He'll feed over on the left corner, back out top. Here's a shot fired up, three-pointer, good. Matthew McCann's drains a three, and that gives Arcanum the lead back at 11-8. Again, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss dealer on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the ball, down by three. Right side, back out to Leonard. Three-point shot, yes. Eli Leonard. Eli's a-coming. He drills a three, and it's now tied at 11-11. Rob Weaver here, and our studio producer back at the radio station is Eric Catterly. Here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Brody Hart is your studio producer, along with Neil Spencer. And you can also see us on the National Federation TV network. We've got all kinds of outlets for you to catch the game tonight. Over on the left side it goes to Matthew McCann's. Heathering sent back to McCann. Stolen away by Fort Recovery. With the steal there was Mason Diller. Here's a three-point shot by Eli Leonard. It's no good, and the foul's going to be called on the rebound. It's on Fort Recovery. So, Air Cannon will get the ball, and that foul was called on Alex Deuce, number one on Big Alex. Trojans with the basketball. Out front with it. Caleb Burke. He'll pass over on the left to Regan Crisp. There's going to be a foul called, I think, on Eli Leonard. No. Who is that on? Didn't catch the official signal. It's on Fort Recovery. Must have been on Mason Diller, number one on Mason. 11-11 tie score here in the second quarter. These two teams are very equal, both with 4-5 records on the year. Over on the left side it goes. Matthew McCann's. McCann's dribbling the ball, passing on the wing. Braylon Etherington now with it. He dribbles off the screen, goes to the right, hands it off to Crist, breaking down the lane, up and no good by Rylan Murray. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman will walk it across the timeline. There is Alex Deuce with it. He'll dribble, passing, tries to get it. Well, he's in trouble. Finally finds Eli Leonard out at the center circle. Leonard will pass on the left to Alex Deuce. Deuce now goes to Mason Diller. Diller dribbles down the lane, stops and puts a reverse layup. It's no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Mason will go to the line for two shots. And that's going to be called on Regan Crisp, his first personal foul. He's definitely their star of the game from what I've seen so far. At the line for the Indians, nothing good. Mason Diller. He'll have one more, and that gives the Indians the lead at 12-11. Again, head coach of Arcanum, Kevin Brackman. Head coach of Fort Recovery, of course, is Bobby Leverett. Free throw is up and good by Mason Diller. And it's now a 13-11 game. Down comes Arcanum with the basketball. Cross-court pass over on the left side to Brady Locke. Locke dribbling, back outside it goes. Top of the key, Etherington drives down, fires it up, missed it. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery, apparently. Eli Leonard. Braylon Etherington goes to the free throw line. He has yet to score this evening. He'll have two shots here. Dribbles the ball, puts it up, and it is in and out, no good. Rattles it out. We'll be at Arcanum, we'll be at Versailles on Thursday to bring you the girls' game between Fort Recovery and Versailles on Thursday nights. We will not have the Versailles boys' game on Friday. This one's up, and it is no good. Rebound tipped around. Comes down to Etherington of Arcanum. Fort Recovery leads 13-11. Troy Holman comes down, feeds off to Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. It's no good on the shot, and a foul's going to be called on Brady Locke. Brady Locke gets called for the personal foul, his first. Troy Homan will toss it in here for the Indians. Right underneath the basket. And where'd it go? Went off of one of the Arcanum players and out of bounds. Not sure if Troy was trying to do that or not. That is one of the old-fashioned trick plays that some teams use. Bounce it off the back of a defender who's not facing you. Anyway, Indians have the ball. Right side it goes. Eli Leonard's looking, goes back outside to Rex Leverett. Leverett thinks about shooting, decides against it. Now feeds to Troy Homan, off the shot, no good. Rebound back up, no good by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. Rebound comes to the Arcanum Trojans. Left side it goes to Nathan Kohler, and there's a foul call on Fort Recovery. It's going to whistle on Rex Leverett. No, they say it's on Leonard's. My correction. Eli Leonard's gets called for the foul. Could have swear he was holding up 1-2, but I guess not. With the ball for Arcanum is Regan Christ. He was hot early, but he hasn't scored recently. Actually, nobody's scored too much recently on either team. Very low-scoring game here, 13-11. That seems to be the method of operation for the Indians this year. Not much offense. In the lane, up no good. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Etherington missing that one. And Fort Recovery will walk it up. Again, Arcanum. No full-court pressure here. And the ball is tipped away, and they're going to call Troy Homan with a foul. Ball got knocked away from Homan. Apparently he went back after it, and he got called for a foul. And he walks away with a bloody nose. Either that or got hit in the mouth, one or the other. Yeah, number two on Troy. Arcanum is wanting free throws here. That was our fifth foul of the quarter. But they say it was a player control foul, so therefore no free throws are to be shot. At least that's what the official said. Regan Christ with the ball over on the right corner. Now passes back out to Etherington. Around the horn it goes. Over on the left, there's Brady Locke. Locke drives in. He missed the shot. Rebound. Knocked around. Arcanum gets it. There's Etherington. Yes. Braylon Etherington gets his first basket of the evening. And it's tied at 13-13 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter of play. Whoops, Fort Recovery threw it away. Should be an easy one. Yep, it is. Nathan Kohler scoring for Arcanum. Fort Recovery just gave him those two. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman on the right side it goes. Briggs has not scored yet tonight. That's unusual for him. Here's Rex Leverett. He hits one. How about a five-footer on the left side for Leverett? That's 8 points now for Rex. He leads the Indians in scoring. In fact, leads all players in scoring. Regan Christ has seven for Arcanum. And there's one up and in, and now he has nine. Regan Christ drives in and puts it up and in. 9 points for him. Here's Leverett missing, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. Let's see who's going to get called for that one. Should be called on Braylon Etherington. Gets called for the foul, so Rex Leverett at the line puts it up and got it. 9 points for Leverett now. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, of course, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. That free throw is no good. Rebound's tipped around, and Arcanum comes down with the basketball. 17-16, Indians trail by one. Arcanum with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Regan Crisp with the ball. He'll pass over on the left side to Etherington. I want to welcome all you folks, either listening or watching the game tonight. There's a pass underneath, back in the corner. And there's a foul called, I think, on Alex Deuce. Yep. Alex Deuce gets called for the foul. Going to the line will be Brady Locke. He has not scored yet tonight. And now he has. Brady Locke hits the first free throw. He's not on our original program, so I'm not sure what class he is in. He'll have one more. It's up and good. Two for two for Brady Locke. And it's 19-16. Arcanum takes a three-point lead. We're only 25 seconds away from the end of the first half. Troy Homan right side to Briggs Overman. Overman drives baseline. Back out to Homan. Homan pops the shot. It's blocked from behind. There's going to be a foul called on Arcanum. I think Etherington, no, Brady Locke gets called for the foul. Number two on Brady Locke. That's going to send Troy Homan to the free throw line. Troy has not been there yet tonight. He has not scored yet tonight. And now he has. Troy Homan hits the free throw to make it a 19-17 game. Alex Deuce will come out of the game, and coming in is Gavin Evers. One more for Troy, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Etherington for Arcanum. They have 9 seconds. They want to score. Etherington comes down, feeds back outside. Brady Locke with it in the lane, pops the shot. Blocked by Rex Leverett with 1 second left to go in the half. Arcanum still has time for a shot here. Once again, Kevin Brackman, the head coach of Arcanum. Head coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverett. Here's the inbounds pass for Arcanum. Just basically pass and shoot. There's a shot by Crist. No good. It would have counted. That's the end of the first half of play. Arcanum has grabbed the lead 19-17 after one half of play. It was tied at 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. And here at halftime, Arcanum 19, Fort Recovery 17. Again, Thursday will be at Versailles to bring you the game between Versailles and Fort Recovery and girls basketball. Friday night is the boys game here at home with Versailles. We will not be able to do that game for you on Friday. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season for Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Once again, thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly back at the radio station, WPGW, and Brody Hart here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Mr. Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver with you tonight, Fort Recovery High School Boys Basketball. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, check out the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49, and they have outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Well, let's look at the reserve game first of all. Was Fort Recovery losing a very competitive game, 52-48. Arcanum led at all the stops, but just barely. They led 19-18 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, it was Arcanum 28, Fort Recovery 25. After three, Arcanum led 38-36. And the final, 52-48, Arcanum wins. That drops the Fort Recovery reserve record to 6-4 on the year. And Arcanum improves to a very fine 9-1 on the season. For Fort Recovery, they were led in scoring in the reserve game by Brody Bargey, who had 11 points. He had 6 points in the first half, 5 in the second for his 11-point total. 9 points for Breaker Judy. Grant Fortkamp had 8 points. Chipping in with 8 points also was Hayden Seifering. 5 for Luke Lochtefeld. 4 for Tyler Wendell. And 2 points for Doug Benn. 1 for Reese Lefevre. Again, the Indians led in scoring by Brody Bargey with 11, followed by 9 for Breaker Judy, 8 apiece for Grant Fortkamp and Hayden Seifering. Arcanum was led in the reserve game by Charlie Weiss with 17. Cole Kessler had 12, and Graham Brubaker had 8 points for the Arcanum reserve team. We'll look at the varsity scoring coming your way right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinsey 5000 Series electric drive reel unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek, styled, and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations, from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinsey Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Certainly thanks to all the sponsors we have in the game. They make it possible for us to cover the Fort Recovery Indians and Lady Indians this year. Here in the varsity game, it was tied at 8-8 at the first quarter, and Arcanum has gone out in front 19-17 here at halftime. Leading Fort Recovery at halftime, Rex Leveretti has 9 points on two threes, a two-point basket, and one out of two at the free throw line for his 9 points. After that, there's not much. Eli Leonards has 3 points on a three-point basket. Gavin Fowler has 2 points on a two-point basket. Mason Diller has 2 points on two out of two at the line. And Troy Homan with 1 point on one out of two at the free throw line. Indians are 4 out of 6 at the line in the first half. Briggs Overman, who's been their leading scorer the last, I think, four straight games, has 0 here in the first half. So we got to get Briggs going in the second half. Arcanum led in scoring by Regan Christ, who has 9 points. He had a three-point basket, a two-point basket, and hit on 4 out of 4 at the free throw line for Regan Christ with 9. After that, there's not much for them either. 3 points for Matthew McCanns on a three-point basket. 2 points for Brady Locke on 2 out of 2 at the line. 2 points for Braylon Etherington on a two-point basket. 0 for 2 at the free throw line for Braylon. Nathan Kohler has 2 points on a two-point basket. And Rylan Murray has 1 point. He hit on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 1 point. And that's it. 19-17. Indians down by 2 at the half. We'll be back with the third quarter, brought to you by our friends at Cooper Farms. Check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Indians have the ball to start the third quarter. Rex Leverett goes inside, turns, fires off the rim, no good. Rebound, it's a little bit too strong off the rebound for Arcanum. Trojans with the ball, leading by 2, 19-17 now. Here is Regan Christ, goes down, fires, hits. He has 11 points now in the ball game, leading all scorers at this point. 21-17, Arcanum leads by 4. Into Alex Deuce, on the right side it goes to Gavin Fowler. Around the horn on the left, there's Troy Overman. I'm sorry, Troy Homan. Second time I've done that tonight. Homan will pass over to Briggs Overman. Overman with the basketball. Out front, right side to Alex Deuce. Deuce looking for help. Finds Gavin Fowler. Now on the left it goes to Briggs Overman. Outside to Gavin Fowler. Indians taking their time here, looking for a good shot. They trail by 4. Here's Alex Deuce inside, triple teamed, and he's going to be fouled on the play. Not the act of shooting. It'll be out of bounds. Called on Rylan Murray, his first personal foul. Troy Homan tries to get it in to Gavin Fowler. It's knocked away by Arcanum. Arcanum with the steal. Here's Christ firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Left side it goes. Etherington puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Here's Rex Leverett bringing it down. He'll stop, feeds off to Troy Homan. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area communities. Out front, Gavin Fowler on the left to Homan. Down low to Rex Leverett, back to Homan. Inside up and no good. And he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. He'll have two shots. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and also the National Federation TV Network. Free throw is up and no good by Troy Homan. He'll have one more. Troy is one out of three at the line so far tonight. Let's make it two out of four, Troy, and he missed that one. That was way short, and it'll be given to Arcanum. Indians only down by four, 21-17, but they can't seem to make any headway with their offense. 8 points the first quarter, nine the second, none here in the third quarter so far. Inside it goes to Crist, and he scores. Regan Crist, 13 points on the night now. There's Briggs Overman, and he threw it away. Tried to pass back to Troy Homan, and Landon Flatter intercepted it for Arcanum. Flatter with the ball. He'll feed it off to Etherington. Goes down, puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Arcanum. It's on Luke Henninger. Give Fort Recovery the ball out of bounds, and Arcanum is not pressing. They really haven't pressed the whole game. Right side to Briggs Overman, pops the shot. Yes, finally, the Briggs man comes through. Briggs Overman hit a nice 10-foot shot there from outside. It's 23-19. And is now down by four. With the ball is Landon Flatter. He'll pass over on the left wing. Back to Flatter. Over to Crist. Down the right side to Caleb Burke. Burke will feed off to Flatter. Flatter comes in, forces the shot. Short, no good. Rebound to Arcanum. Nice job there by Arcanum's Caleb Burke of saving that rebound. Flatter with the basketball. Works his way to the right. Comes down, stops. Back outside it goes. Caleb Burke. He gives back to Landon Flatter. Flatter, top of the key. Works his way to the right of the lane. Now passing back outside. Burke with the ball. Dribbling. Gives it over here to Braylon Etherington. 4:20 remaining in the game. Both teams 4-5 on the year. There's a pass on the left. A drive by Flatter. He scores, and Rex Leverest will be called for the foul. Landon Flatter drove down the right of the lane and got by Rex Leverett enough to put it up and in. And Leverett gets called for the personal foul. Number two on Rex. And that will give Flatter a free throw. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And all of a sudden, it's 25-19 now. Indians need to get going here. Free throws up, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Rex gives it over to Troy Homan. Homan across the timeline. Now to Rex Leverett. On the left it goes. Eli Lennertz, who's in the game now for the Indians. Lennertz dribbling back outside. Gavin Evers. Right wing it goes to Briggs Overman. Overman. And there's going to be a foul called on Arcanum. A little bit too aggressive was Ryan Murray. Rylan Murray gets called for the foul. And the Indians will have it out of bounds. Troy Homan will toss it in. That was the fourth foul, so the next foul the Indians will be shooting. And there's 5 seconds called on Troy Homan. He couldn't get the ball in time. Nobody came over to help him out. That was pretty tough, pretty close 5 second call there, but that's what it was. Arcanum with the basketball on the Indian turnover. Out front, there's Crist. come in, and he's fouled by Rex Leverett, number three. Rex Leverett picks up his third foul. He'll probably have to sit down. He's been about the only offense we've had tonight with 9 points at halftime. At the line is Christ, and he scores. He's perfect from the free throw line, 5 for 5 tonight. And this one's up and good again. Timeout is called on the court. In the Cooper Farms third quarter, Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. We'll return after this commercial break.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49.
Have a winning season for Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Timeout is over, and the Indians will have the basketball. They desperately need to get some scoring going here. They've only scored 2 points in this third quarter. There's a foul called on Landon Flatter of Arcanum. Coming into the game for Arcanum is Luke Henniger, and leaving the contest is Caleb Burke. And it's going to be shooting for Troy Homan here. Come on, Troy. Need these points badly. 27-19 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Fort Recovery down by 8. Free throw is good. It's a nice clean shot there. Rex Leverett will leave the game with those 3 fouls, and Alex Deuce will come in. One more for Troy, and it's good also. 2 perfect free throws. 27-21. Indians only down by 6. Arcanum with the basketball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Out front with the basketball, Landon Flatter. He will pass back outside. Over it goes to Luke Henniger. Down the left wing to Rylan Murray. Back out top, Chris with the basketball. Luke Henniger with it. He'll pass it off. There's Flatter firing and missing a right side shot. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers. Evers gives it off to Eli Leonards. Back to Troy Homan. Homan comes racing down, feeds in the corner. There's Briggs. In and out, no good by Briggs Overman. And it goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Fort Recovery. Third quarter scoreboard being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They also have locations nearby in St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, Ohio, and many other area locations here in Northwest Ohio. Cooper Farms. Arcanum with the ball. Inside shot is good, and it's fouled. Fouls on Troy Homan. And hitting the basket with Luke Henniger. His first goal of the night. He'll have a free throw. Number 3 on Troy Homan now. That makes the score an 8-point game. 29-21, which matches the biggest lead of the game for Arcanum. Here's one more. It's good. Henniger with 3 points on the night. 30-21 score. Indians down by 9. That is their biggest deficit of the night. There's a foul called on Flatter. Landon Flatter reached in on Troy Homan. Homan will go back to the free throw line. He's been there, this will be eight times tonight now, and he's hit on two of the previous six. This is up, I'm sorry, three of the previous six. This is up and no good this time. Got 3 points on the night. This is no good again. Knocked out of bounds. He's going to get it. They say it went off of Alex Deuce. Arcanum with the basketball. Again, Indians will next be in action. Big conference game coming up this Friday. Versailles here at Fort Recovery. As usual, the MAC conference will be tough this year. Here is Christ firing and hitting. Regan Christ. Now with a total of 17 points on the night. Here's a drive by Fort Recovery. No good, and a foul's going to be called as Alex Deuce was driving in, and he's fouled by the Trojans. It's on Christ. It's number two on Christ. Alex looking for his first point of the evening. Up, and it is no good. We'll have one more. Mason Diller comes in for Fort Recovery. So does Hayden Seifring come in for Fort Recovery. This one's good by Alex. Got one of two. At least he got off that zero on the scoreboard. 32-22. It's a 10-point game. Arcanum leading here in the third quarter. This quarter's been pretty much all Arcanum. On the left, up and in. Rylan Murray scoring. Give the assist to Matthew McCann. Here's a shot, three-pointer, no good by Alex Deuce. Rebound Arcanum. Down come the Trojans. It's up and no good. The fast break is not converted. And coming away with the ball is Briggs Overman. Briggs will pass off. There's a shot by Alex Deuce. He misses. Rebound Arcanum. Fast and furious at the moment. Shots up and no good. Rebound Alex Deuce. And the missed shot by Rylan Murray. Deuce comes down on the left to Eli Lennox. Down in the corner to Hayden Seifring. Back out to Eli Lennox. With the basketball is Briggs Overman. And he has the ball almost stolen away, but Arcanum knocks it out of bounds. So Eli Lennox will come over to toss the ball in play. Briggs has had a tough night. He hasn't really had a whole lot of shots, and he's only scored 2 points on the night. That was all here in the second half. Overman underneath. There's a shot up and in by Mason Diller. Nice assist by Briggs Overman. Mason Diller had the easy layup on the right side of the basket. It's 34-24. Down to 29 seconds now. Arcanum's going to play for the last shot. Ladder will come down and puts it up and in. I guess not. Landon Ladder drove around his defender and laid it in. Here's Eli Lennox on a three. Short, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Back out to Briggs. 4 seconds. Briggs turns, fires, and hits. Briggs Overman with a fall-away shot, twisting, turning, up and in at the gun. And the Indians get back to within 10 points, trailing 36-26, being outscored in that third quarter by a 17-9 margin. So the lead has gone from 2-10, Indians trailing by 10. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in a moment.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
for mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We resume action here in the fourth quarter now, and Arcanum with the ball. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. Going to the free throw line will be Regan Christ. He leads his team in scoring with 17. That foul was called on Troy Holman a moment ago. That's four on Troy Holman. He stays in the game. It's not a shooting foul. It'll be out of bounds. Here's Arcanum putting the ball in play over in the right corner. Here's a drive by Christ up and missed it. Rebound, Rex Leverett, who's back in the game now. Come on, Indians, get something going here. Troy Holman with the ball, free throw line. He'll pass it off underneath to Gavin Fowler. Good. Gavin Fowler gets his second basket of the night. That cuts it to an 8-point game at 36-28. Hall Brothers Incorporated is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. See them for your Case IH and Kubota equipment. Hall Brothers Incorporated, State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery. A long, long time Fort Recovery business. Over 100 years here in Fort Recovery. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Whistled on. Aiden Sebring gets called for the foul. Guarding too closely there. Nathan Kohler was in there briefly for Arcanum. He now goes out. Here comes the inbounds pass for the Trojans. Back out front to Regan Christ. They'll pass it off to Rylan Murray. Now on the right it goes. There's a shot up and good by Brady Locke. Brady Locke gets his fourth point of the night. It's back to a 10-point game, 38-28. Hayden Seifring with the ball. Back outside, there's Gavin Fowler. Fowler dribbling inside, puts it up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound Arcanum. Coming away with the board was Luke Henniger. Here come the Trojans, and there's a foul called on Hayden Seifring. Number two on Hayden. Here comes Alex Deuce in the lineup for the Indians, and Eli Lennertz will leave the game. So the Indians almost have their starting five in there. The only one that's missing is Briggs Overman, who's on the bench in place. Hayden Seifring's out there in his place. I'm sure Briggs will be back soon. Here's a pass behind the defense, but the shot is no good. Rebound Alex Deuce of Fort Recovery. Rex Leverett, three-point shot does not go. In fact, it bounces up over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll be given to the Arcanum Trojans. Don't forget, when you need outstanding service for your farm or lawn and garden equipment or parts for your farm machinery, think of Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Timeout on the court. Indians down by 10 with 6:08 to go, 38-28.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home.
home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Yeah, I see several of the college graduates back for a break tonight here at Fort Recovery. Wish we could suit up a couple of them. We need some offense here. We can't get anything to go down. Arcana with the basketball, leading 38-28 with 5:50 to go in the Paul Brothers fourth quarter. And there's a ball that's lost, and Rex Leverett picks it up. Brady Lauch missed that one. Shot from the left side, no good. Briggs Overman, by the way, back in there now. I think he missed that shot from the corner. There'll be a foul called on Arcanum on Landon Flatter. He fouled Rex Leverett, so Leverett goes to the free throw line. 38-28. Leverett is no good off the front of the rim. Rex is one out of three so far tonight. It's up and no good again. Rebound, though, Alex Deuce up, no good. Rebound, Gavin Fowler, good. Indian rebounding pays off there. Gavin Fowler with a follow-up shot. 38-30. No good by Arcanum. Rebound back up and in. Thought we had a chance to stop him there, but Luke Henninger got the shot. Here's a shot at the other end by Rex Leverett. He missed it, but he is fouled in the act of shooting, so Rex will go to the free throw line. Okay, Rex, let's see if you can get these free throws. Only one out of four so far tonight. This one's good. That looked perfect. Funny how you missed three in a row and then you shoot a perfect one. Let's shoot another perfect one. Rex, come on, man. It's up and good again. Perfect again. 40-32. It's still time for the Indians. Only an 8-point game with 5:06 to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Arcanum leading here 40-32. Here's Christ firing and missing. Rebound off of Briggs Overman and out of bounds. It'll be given to Arcanum. Regan Christ will toss it in here. Guarded by Alex Deuce. And they threw it away. Troy Homan comes up with the ball. Down he comes. They're going to call him for double dribble. Called Troy for double dribble there. I think he was concentrating on who he was going to pass to, and he just lost the handle on the ball briefly. So Arcanum has it again, leading 40-32. Outside is Landon Flatter. He'll pass on the left to Braylon Etherington. Etherington dribbling. Goes over on the right to Christ. On the wing underneath, and it's good. Wide open was Rylan Murray. A beautiful assist from Landon Flatter on that one. Here's a three-point shot, no good, by Alex Deuce. Rebound for Homan. Right side to Briggs. Briggs drives in, puts it up, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He will be at the line for two shots. Eli Lennertz is going to come in here in a moment. So is somebody else. I can't see who that is down there. Briggs at the line. Briggs Overman. He's got 4 points on the night, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Mason Diller comes in, and Rex Leverett goes out. Gavin Fowler goes out as Eli Lennertz comes in. And somebody's going to come in for Briggs here in just a moment. Overman puts it up and missed that one. And it goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? The officials don't know. Just toss a coin. Going to give it to Arcanum. neither official really knew whose ball that was, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. I'm not sure whose it was either, so don't ask me. Arcanum with the basketball. Down they come. Outside it goes. Out front with the basketball is Chris. He'll come down, he'll fire, and he will hit. Regan Crisp connects for his 19th point of the night. Here's a shot up and no good by Eli Leonard. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers. There's Troy Holman with it now. He'll feed over to Eli Leonard. Right side, Gavin Evers with the ball. Lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. And it will be given to, it went off of Fort Recovery, given to Arcanum. We're getting down there now. The Indians are trailing by 12, and that's the biggest deficit of the night for Fort Recovery. 3:32 remaining, and Eli Leonard gets called for a foul. And on Eli, that is number three. Regan Crisp will toss it in here for the Trojans, and I think he almost threw it away, but able to flag it down across the court was Landon Flatter. Flatter brings it up against Troy Holman. Right side it goes to Rylan Murray. Now ball's tipped away from Crisp by Deuce, but Crisp got it back. Out to Flatter. 3:10 left in the game. Arcanum's trying to even their record. There's a foul called on Mason Diller. That will be free throws coming here for Arcanum's Rylan Murray. He's been there one other time, one out of two the last time he was there. That is the second foul on Mason Diller. Free throws up and good. Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman coming back in. Mason Diller and Gavin Evers will exit the scene. Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor here. They're your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Second free throw is good. It's now a 14-point game. I'm afraid this game is about over. 46-32, Indians just can't get their offensive machine going. Here's a three-point shot, no good by Eli Leonard. Not only tonight, but it's been the last several games. I don't know what the answer is, and neither does Coach Bobby Leverett, and I know he's scratching his head about it. And neither do the kids. They're working hard out there. They're doing the best they can. The ball is just not going in the basket. Arcanum in a delay game now. Eating some clock. They lead by 14 points. Looks like Gavin Evers is going to come back in for the Indians. There's a foul on Briggs Overman. Number two on Briggsy. And this will send Landon Flatter to the free throw line. He's only been there once tonight. He was 0 for 1 his prior time. He will shoot it up and miss that one. Deuce will go out. Holman will go out. Leverett will go out. Aiden Seifring comes back in. Mason Diller comes back in. Gavin Evers comes back in. Still in there is Briggs Overman. And Eli Leonard. Second free throw is good. So Landon Flatter gets one of two. Here's Briggs Overman. Good. Turnaround shot from the right baseline. That gives Briggs 6 points on the night now. Indians are still led in scoring by Rex Leverett. He has 11 points on the evening, but 9 of those came in the first half of play. Arcanum just working the ball, eating the clock, leading 47-34. Here's a pass over on the left, back outside. Regan Crisp. Fort Recovery is going to drop their fourth game in a row now. They're going to fall to 4 and 6 on the year. Arcanum going to go to 5-5 with the victory. Right side in the corner. And stealing the ball is Gavin Evers. 1 minute to go in the game. Briggs Overman comes down, stops, turn, fires. No good, short. Rebound comes down to Arcanum. Here's Flatter with the basketball. He has it way out at the angle. He'll come down. He'll pass off on the left to Murray, back outside to Frist. And the final score is just a matter of, this might be the final score, 47-34. Indians trailing here with 25 seconds to go in the game. Extremely disappointing offensive night for Fort Recovery. Chris with the basketball, circling around. Indians just going to let him. There's your final score. Arcanum 47, Fort Recovery 34. Indians have 8 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. End up with 9 in the third quarter and 8 points here in the fourth quarter. That's just not enough to win a basketball game. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they're your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Great people to do business with. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up the game coming up here in just a moment, right after this.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, let's give you the scoring of the game. Once again, at the end of the first quarter, it was tied at 8-8. At halftime, Arcanum had taken a 2-point lead, 19-17, and Fort Recovery never had a lead in the second half. They trailed 36-26 after three, and they ended up losing the game 47-34. Again, Arcanum goes to 5-5 on the year. The Indians dropped to 4-6 and have lost four games in a row now in this 2023-2024 season. Fort Recovery's leading scorer, Rex Leverett. He had a total of 11 points on the night, including 9 in the first half. He had 2 threes, a 2-point basket, and was 3 out of 6 at the free throw line for Rex Leverett. After that, again, there's not a whole lot. Briggs Overman finally came through with 6 points. Those were all in the second half. He had 3 2-point goals in the second half. He was 0 for 2 at the line, which is uncharacteristic for him. Troy Homan ended up with 3 points in the night on 3 free throws. And officially, I had Troy 3 out of 8 at the line tonight. Mason Diller had 4 points. He had 2 points in the first half and 2 in the second. Had a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the line for his 4 points. Eli Leonard's had 3 points, a 3-point goal in the first half, and that was it for him. And Gavin Fowler had 6 points. He had 3 2-point goals. One of those was in the first half, and then he had 4 points in the second half for a total of 6. So 11 for Rex Leverett. 6 points for Briggs Overman and Gavin Fowler. 4 for Mason Diller. 3 apiece for Troy Homan and Eli Leonard's. For the victorious Arcanum Trojans, 19 points for Regan Crist. He was pretty consistent. He had 9 points the first half and 10 in the second for his 19 points. Also scoring for Arcanum after that, there wasn't a whole lot of scoring. He was the main cog. Rylan Murray ended up with a total of 7 points on the evening. He had 1 point in the first half, 6 in the second. He hit on two 2-point goals and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 7 points. Landon Flatter ended up with 5 points on the evening, all in the second half. He had 2 two-point goals and was 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for his 5. Braylon Etherington ended up with 2 points on the night. Those were all in the first half of play. He had a 2-point goal in the first half, and that was it. He was 0 out of 2 at the free throw line. Nathan Kohler had 2 points on the night. That was a 2-point goal also in the first half. Matthew McCanns had a 3-point goal in the first half, and that's all he scored on the night. Luke Henniger ended up with 5 points, all in the second half. He had 2 two-point goals, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Brady Lauk ended up with a total of 4 points on the night. He had 2 out of 2 at the line and 1 two-point goal for his 4 points. 19 for Regan Christ leading the way. 7 points for Rylan Murray. 5 points apiece for Landon Flatter and Luke Henniger. 4 points for Brady Lauk. 3 points for Matthew McCanns. 2 points apiece for Nathan Kohler and Braylon Etherington. For the junior varsity, Fort Recovery lost a heartbreaker there, losing 52-48. It was a close one throughout. Indians trailed by 1 at the first quarter, 19-18. Trailed 28-25 at halftime. Trailed by 12 after 3. Trailed by 2 after 3, 38-36. It was close throughout the game. And the final score was 52-48, Indians losing by 4 to the Arcanum reserve team. The Indians were led in scoring by Brody Bargie, who had 11 points on the night, 9 for Breaker Judy, 8 points for Grant Fortkamp and Hayden Seifering. Chipping in with 5 was Luke Lochtefeld, 2 points for Doug Finn, and 1 for Reese Lefevre. As far as the junior varsity team for Arcanum, they were led by Charlie Weiss with 17. Cole Kessler had 12, and Graham Brubaker had 8. Joining us here at the game, at the scoring table, the press table, Bobby Leverett. Bobby.
Yes.
Boy, the scoring troubles continue, huh?
Can't make a free throw, Rob.
Now, I didn't figure out what we were doing.
We figured 8 of 19. So yeah. We left 11 of them up on the board that we could have had, hopefully. And, you know, it's probably a different game if it's closer to where we don't have to scramble out. We know we're not a good team as far as scrambling when we're down, and we had to scramble and chase them. And, you know, then we have to foul, and I put them on the line. It's not a good situation for us.
Yeah, and your field goal shooting wasn't exactly anything to brag about either.
No, it wasn't.
You know, this is unfortunately becoming a habit, and I know you're doing everything you can. What is the solution to this?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. And some of it's probably the 6 games in 10 days. That's our 4th game in 5 days.
I know.
Or, sorry, 6 days. So that's probably a little bit some of it, but... I'm not going to stand here and make excuses, but that's some of it. I mean, obviously, that's just the reality of it. And, you know, we make our free throws every day in practice, and we as coaches, you know, we've got to figure out a way to, I guess, hold them more accountable.
Well, your defense was good again tonight, only 47 points, and really, besides Regan Christ, nobody else did anything.
No, you know, and that was the thing. We once we got down, Rob, we had to go out and pressure them, and those aren't kids that you need to pressure because they're not shooters. So then we're chasing them around, and then that makes them drivers, because then they've got to spread out, and then our help side wasn't very good. So, yeah, it was the perfect storm once again. So we'll figure it out. We're fine. We're not going to quit. The kids are – it's a resilient group. They're not a bunch of guys that I'm worried about that are going to check out on me.
No, I know that. That's for sure.
So,
unfortunately, Briggs kind of had an off game tonight shooting for you. He had led you in scoring.
Right. Well, and once again, I think we're tired. You know, that's a lot of basketball in 5 days.
Yeah.
So – got 2 days here. We'll go light tomorrow, watch some film, probably shoot some free throws, maybe. And maybe another light day on Thursday and be ready for Versailles and Bakken. Two really good teams. Bakken's had Rushi tonight. They're both undefeated in the Shelby County League, and Versailles is solid also. They're 4-2. So we've got to rally the troops and be ready to go.
Well, good luck, man. You've had a bunch of games here.
Yeah, we won't do that next year.
Yeah, I think you better maybe put that tournament somewhere else or put those games somewhere else.
Right.
Okay, Bobby,
hey,
thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Bobby Leverett, the Indians fall tonight to Arcanum 47-34. Yeah, the Indians had 3 games last week. And then tonight, this week, they're going to have 3 games again. Wow. Busy time for Fort Recovery. Once again, and by the way, I said Brady Lauk, I think, a moment ago. It's Brady Locke was the kid for Arcanum. Sorry, Brady Locke. I mispronounced his name there. Again tonight, individual scoring. If you just tuned in real quickly, Rex Leverett led the team with 11, followed by 6 points for Gavin Faller, 6 for Briggs Overman, 4 points for Mason Diller, 3 apiece for Troy Homan and Eli Leonards, and that was the scoring for Fort Recovery's varsity as they fall to Arcanum 47-34. Their 4th loss in a row, unfortunately, and it's not going to get a whole lot easier this weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our studio producers. That would include Eric Catterly back at the radio station at WPGW and Brody Hart here at FortRecoveryRadio.com at the game site. For those 2 guys and our sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.